Giving hope, walking in the truth, praying for our youth, heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please. We are declared.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita, who's on the line.
Good morning. Morning, Eva.
Good morning, Sister Yvonne. Happy Wednesday to you. God's got our back all the time. Amen.
All the time.
Thank you for your Love you, Yvonne. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning. Good morning. It's Brother Michael. Happy Tuesday, or Wednesday, my bad.
Good morning, Brother Michael. Happy Wednesday to you as well.
Good morning, it's Sister Sabrina. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, Declare Victory, and Sister Valisita.
Thank you so much. Good morning and happy Wednesday, Sister Sabrina.
Amen.
Good morning, it's Sister Tracy. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy Wednesday, Tracy.
I need to give you guys a testimony real quickly. I want to thank everyone on this line for praying for me and having my back always. Remember when I first, a couple of months ago, I said I started a new position and I was shaky and I was going through it and you guys encouraged me. Well, yesterday I received at the, we have in the morning we get together and when we're doing our rounding, and my administrator came to me and gave me 2-star awards from Alameda County for outstanding professionalism and for being a positive person, according to my coworkers. And I'm 2 weeks away from probation being over. So I just wanted to thank you, and to God be the glory, because I tell y'all, I just didn't know. I did know, but thank you guys so much for praying my strength through.
Well, that's awesome news. Praise God.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
God be praised.
Congratulations.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
God, so happy, sister.
Yeah. Now, that's some good news. Put a smile on my face. Thank you, Trent. Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Foxy. Happy Wednesday to you as well. Good morning. Thank you for calling Declare Victory. This is Felicita. Who else has joined us?
Good morning, Felicita. It's Miss B.
Good morning, Miss B. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Happy Wednesday. God bless everyone on the call. Hey. And yesterday, I have a prayer request for myself. I was at the appointment getting my divorce final, and I couldn't breathe, so they called the paramedics, but I'm fine now, so I thank God. And I'm on the call this morning. Thank you. Keep me in prayer.
Please.
As I go to the doctor and see what that was about.
Okay. Certainly will put you down, and glad you are doing better, and going to expect a good report from your appointment.
Good morning. This is Kat. Good morning. Happy Wednesday
to you. Good to hear your sound. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Can you say that again?
Good morning. This is Keisha. Good morning.
Good morning, Keisha. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
And good morning. This is Joyful. Joyful, no, this is D2. This is your third time saying good morning.
We do this. We do this a lot. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Joyful. Happy Wednesday, D2. Good to hear your sound.
Thank you.
Good morning. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Grateful Deborah and Monica Evans and Midnight. Good morning.
Good morning, Grateful Deborah Evans and Monica. Happy Wednesday to both of you.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Good morning, Valacita. Good morning, Declare Victory. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Rochelle. Good to hear your sound.
Hey, good morning. It's Marv chiming in this morning. Bless y'all.
Good morning and happy Wednesday to you, Mark. Good to hear your sound as well. Is there anyone else that would like to say good morning before we begin the hosting?
Good morning, it's Susie.
Good morning, Susie. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday to you. Can you keep me in your prayers, please?
Yes.
Please do.
You're welcome. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to ask everyone to please place your phones on mute, and we will begin the hosting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Valuable Valacita, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here in Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us during the month of February, where our monthly theme is entitled Surrender. Each Declare will focus on the process, necessity, and value of a surrendered lifestyle and it impacts the advancement of the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed as well. There are two announcements today. Today is the day that declares that you fast for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you'd like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we'll call back into the same phone number and have a quick closing prayer. Second, we'd like to offer you an opportunity to put God first in the area of your finances. Our mission at Declare Victory is to offer sound declarations based on biblical truth, along with prayer during the week and outreach participation to serve our communities in need. Will you partner with Declare Victory by giving to support our mission? There are three ways to give. You can give at declarevictory.org or through PayPal at paypal.me/declarevictory or through Cash App at $IDeclareVictoryNow. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. We have some prayer requests. The first one is from Sister Lisa. She's asking for prayer for her. Yesterday she was having some trouble breathing and she has an upcoming appointment. So we're just going to pray for a good report from that. Susie is asking for prayer. She's asking for us to continue to pray for her. And then Sister Tracy has a praise report. She started a new position a few months ago and she's already received an award. It's a 2-star award from Alameda County. So praise God for that. The order of the call is as follows. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina. Declaration will be brought by Dion. Then we'll go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I'll repeat the order. Prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Sabrina. Declaration by Dion. And then closing comments hosted by the Declare. The scripture for today is from Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of His holy word. And I hear some background noise, so if everyone could please take a moment to take a look at your phone and make sure you are mute, and you can come off of mute when instructed. And now I pass the call to Sabrina. Have a blessed day.
Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we come today thanking you for allowing us to see the dawning of a new day, God. We come excited to be in your presence this morning, God. We come because we need you. Lord, this morning, it is us standing in the need of prayer. So, Father, we get right down to the business of acknowledging for who you are, because you are the source of our supply. Father, we come because we need you. We come, God, recognizing that you are both provider and you are our protector. God, we come because you are the wheel. You are the light. You are the rock. You are the shelter. Father, you are the lion and the lamb. Everything we need, God, you have been and you are. God, we come because we don't have no place else to go. We come because, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. God, we come because we empty and we need you to fill us up. God, is us, your children, standing in the need of prayer this morning. God, we come because the reality is we don't have anywhere else to go. We recognize that you alone are God. You're God all by yourself, and you don't need anyone else's help. God, we are excited because we recognize that you are the true and living God. You're good in good times. You're good in bad times. You're sovereign in all your ways. We recognize that you are the creator of the universe, and you fail not. You are God. Despite of the circumstances surrounding us, you are God. Despite of where we sit in life, you are God. Despite the highs and the lows, you remain God. You're God on the throne, and you're God in our life. You're God in our heart, and we have decided to trust you. We have decided to surrender. So God, we come because we fight this morning, and this is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. So God, this morning we have shown up armed in our armor. We have shown up as the army of the Lord. We have shown up this morning, God, ready to engage. God, ready to have our strength renewed. Ready to have our minds regulated. Ready to have our peace restored. Ready to have our broken hearts mended. Father, we come and we rest at your feet as we wait for you to do what only you can do, and that's to be God. You're good at being God. You always have been, and you always will be. So God, no matter what is happening around you, our only response is you are God, and we surrender. So as we take our phones off of mute, we do it with the sound of victory, knowing that you're going to show up because you always do. Yeah. Today we don't come seeking your hand, but we come seeking the glory that is with your faith. So God, we bless you. We love you.
We thank you. Transformation, Lord God. Transformation, Lord God.
Hallelujah. We ask that you would open the eyes of our hearts so that we can hear you. We ask that you would touch the declarer like you always do. Make her tongue the pen of a ready writer. And Father, I pray for those that are not normally on the call. Anybody that has come today is their first day, God, and they signed on just to hear, just to see. Hallelujah. If they signed on with a warrior spirit, God, I ask that you would do something in them that has never been done before. Open the eyes of their heart to your goodness. Let them experience your presence as never before. Holy Spirit, welcome them into this atmosphere. And God, we thank you for change and transformation. These blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. We do not say amen. We just pass the call. Grace, the call is in your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To Hallelujah. God be the glory for the things Hallelujah. That he consistently does. We call him El Shaddai, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We call him the King of Kings. We call him Lord of Lords. He is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Good morning. Hallelujah. God morning. Great morning to each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning. I thank God for yet another opportunity to open my mouth and declare him good and declare him God. It is always a blessing to come before God's people. I am honored that he would trust me with such assignments and the hearts and souls of men. I am grateful and humbled that he would allow me the opportunity to part my lips and declare that he is my God and I am his people. I want to initially begin by saying thank you, each of you, for your prayers, your kind words, your condolences. May God continue to bless and keep you. I love each of you, and I thank you. And I would say this too shall pass, but it probably won't. But what it will do is keep us consistently mindful of the fact that we are never in control, that it is God and him alone that is. But I thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells richly down on the inside of me, that reminds me day in and day out that greater works than these shall we do in his name, that he has equipped us with everything that we need because we are more than overcomers. I ask that you continue to pray for me and continue to pray my strength in the Lord. But this morning I have an assignment. Isn't it just like God to give us topics and titles that will precede even what I understood? That the theme for this month would be a very surreal word in this moment and at this time, that word so vastly used on an array of different definitions and different proclamations of simply the word surrender. Some things you cannot climb over, you cannot mount under, you cannot surround. You simply have to lift hands, bow head, and respect the process. So as I venture into not just my share, but this process of this lifelong lived experience that all of us will have at some point concerning someone that is not just near and dear to our hearts, but that perhaps came from your loins or you from theirs. Perhaps you've spent many years and travailed with them for multiple seasons. There is a time and a season for all things, and all of us will experience it. My role and responsibility, the assignment that is on my life, is to live it out before you with the hope of glory in mind, that we always know that we may not always comprehend that which we experience, but we do understand that we serve a sovereign God that is there to hold, to carry, to nurture, and to deliver us in some of our situations. And so I trust that Holy Spirit will navigate in me and through me to do that this morning. As I began to study last night, this morning, you guys know me, I haven't had a whole bunch of naps in the last couple of days, but I was just compelled to pull up the definition, and if you're familiar with the idea of surrender, for most of us, we just probably concede to the idea of digressing and or submitting to. But I'd like to present to you a little bit more of a complicated, complex idea, a different type of a thought this morning as I began to look at the Webster's, Merriam-Webster's definition of the word surrender. It went a little deeper, and I think this particular definition kind of took me aback a little bit, but the definition in and of itself is the delivery of a fugitive from justice by one government to another, And I would coin this, if you will, you are under, hallelujah, arrest, under under arrest, and to surrender the military idea is capitulation, or to surrender spiritually and psychologically, it is the relinquishment of one's own will. If I were to just be honest, I really just kind of thought about this morning. As yesterday, I found myself in a little bit of an angry space or place. I'm not really angry, probably more angry than anything, that my little pesky baby won't be calling me anymore. If you know anything about my Mari, he would call me 5-10 times a day, the epitome of a mama's boy. He wouldn't really want anything. And so I would out, boy, what is it that you want now? We just talked 30 minutes ago. What could you possibly want right in this moment? Oh, nothing, mama. I just want to hear your voice. I just sometimes like to be in your presence. To know that I'll never hear those declarations again really kind of it sat on me. And I found myself in a little bit of a frustrated place. And as I laid here and really sat here and just contemplated what I would share this morning, I began to think about the fact that I had never even considered the young man that took his life. I didn't think to be mad or angry at him. For some reason, those things in my brain don't necessarily click. And when I realized that it hadn't registered to me that someone took my son's life, it really kind of confused me. It kind of confused my understanding, because you know, you hear people losing their lives, you hear people being murdered, and you hear mothers that are angry and frustrated and bitter and mad. And my heart just doesn't beat like that. My heart went out to the little boy that killed my child, because he probably didn't have a family that loved and nurtured him. He probably didn't have somebody reassuring him that Christ is all and all to him we owe. He probably didn't have anyone around him that would yield to his pains or his processes. And I began to interrogate the heavens about how he wound my heart together, that God, if even I could see him, if I could wrap my arms around him. I know that may sound odd to somebody else. I know that may sound a little bit peculiar, but it's kind of just how I'm put together. And I know even some of those that are near and dear to me have bunchy eyebrows, even in the moment, but it hadn't even occurred to me that somebody's child took mine, that somebody's child created a situation that I will have to live through and with for the rest of my life. But let me digress, and let me get back to this word. I'm gonna go to scripture, because I want you to get it. We're simply talking about the word surrender. We're talking about being submitted. We're talking about allowing one's will to be relinquished to that which it is being commanded of. And this morning, I command my soul to bless the Lord. It is the idea that Paul said, I become all things to all men that I might gain one. It is the thing that is wrapped in the love of God that has nothing to do with my understanding. It is the thing that equips us to employ our muscles of empathy. It is the thing that does not allow us to take any of this process personal, because it is all simply part of the process. Mine, yours, your mother's, your father's, your grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, in some way, some shape, some form, their life was arrested, accosted, if you will, by situations and circumstances far beyond their control, many times far beyond their understanding.
So I went a little bit further. I went a little bit deeper into the idea of who and what God is and how he causes us to surrender. I can only imagine the idea of Mary as she watched her son being nailed to a cross. I could only imagine Abraham as he marched up the hill to slay Isaac. I can only imagine Moses's mother as she began to fill the bassinet with the slime and the myrrh that would hold the basket together as it floated upriver, simply because she understood that there were par for the course, that it was part of the process. And I don't necessarily know the end. I don't know the outcome. I don't know the bottom line, but let me tell you what I do know. Hallelujah. According to Romans 8 and 28, it is in full operation. I can hear the churn of a mechanical watch as the wheels click one into the other, one turning this one that way, one turning that one this way, moving the hands of time in the process, and all of it cooperates in order to gain an expected end, that time and chance happen to all of us, right? And so in my mind, I know that this is far greater, far more vast, far bigger than I am. And so I started to travel through the word in and of itself. And I was going to rattle off several different scriptures, but I'm just going to do this. I'm going to read something that I believe will encourage you and remind you of who God is, because the reality is none of us can control our outcomes. The only thing that we can do is walk through the process, and how we walk through the process is going to determine the outcomes. Question I would ask you is, if in fact there are things that happen that you would not consider favorable, you would not consider to be operating according to Romans 8 and 28, I want you to do a quick recount. In that, I'm reminded of Job, and we go to about the 38th chapter, and I'm just going to read it how I see it. Hold on, let me change this translation. Again, that's Job, the 38th chapter, and I'm just going to read it. I started to ask God, God, is this, should I have just been regular and ratchet and raggedy as I was? And he said, you're still regular and ratchet and average as I found you. But because I have the grace to cover you, that's not your concern. Don't worry about that. I don't need you to be perfect. I don't need you to have it all together. I don't need you to know everything, but I do need you to trust me. And immediately it came to my heart after Job had lost everything. And he was broken. He was tired. He was frustrated. And I'm saying to myself, God, I got to do this and I got to do that. I go here. I go there. I'm here for this one, here for that one. And my own self, baby, just, you mean to tell me Josiah is a junior in college and survived 7 years of cancer, and they even shot my baby down in the store? That's not even his thought process. Like, this what we doing? And you want me to continue, huh? And then he asked me a question. Dion, where were you? Yeah, ma'am, where were you when I put this thing together? So I'm just going to read for you this morning, and then I'll wind it all together. It says, and then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel, questioning my authority and wisdom by words without knowledge? Now gird up your loins like a man, and I will ask you, and you instruct me. since you know everything, you know everything, you tell me how this is supposed to go. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? And tell me if you know and have understanding, since you know so much. And who determined the measures of the earth, if you know? Or who sketched the measuring line on it? I mean, who told it where to start and stop? Was it you? On what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God and the angels shouted for joy? Or who enclosed the sea doors and when it burst forth and went out of the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band and marked for it my appointment, the appointed boundary and set bars and doors defining the shorelines and said, this far you shall come, but no further. And here your proud waves shall stop. When I began to think about the might of God, it just provoked me to continue. It says, since your days began, have you ever commanded the morning? And cause the dawn to know its place, so that the light may take hold of the corners of the earth and shake the wickedness out of it. The earth is changed like clay into which a seal is pressed, and the things of the earth stand out like a multicolored garment. Their light is withered from the wicked, and the uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered and explored the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in the recession of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you understood an expanse of the earth? Tell me, if you know so much, where is the way where light dwells? And as for darkness, where is its place? And that you may know the path to its house. You must know, since you were born there. And because you are so extremely old, have you entered the storehouse of the snow? Have you seen the storehouses of hell, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? Where is the way that light is distributed? Or the east wind scattered over the earth? Who has prepared the canal for the torrents of the rain and for the flood, or the path of the thunderbolt to bring rain on the uninhabited land? And on the desert where no man lives, to satisfy the barren and desolate ground and to make the seed of grass to sprout. Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? Out of those wounds has come the ice? These are all questions. This is all God interrogating Job about having the unmitigated gall to be offended by God's process, to be angered by his ideas, to be accosted by the emotion of entitlement, to think that things should go left when actually God had plans for them to go laterally. There was no path for the process. And if I were you, I'd continue to read the rest of the scripture, but I don't want to overcome you with just word. I want you to get this, that all things, even the things that we don't get, the things that we have to feel our ways through blindly, the thing that we have to wrap our mind around and bite little by little. How do you eat an elephant? One little small bite at a time. But what I do know is this, and I've lived a little while, and some things I understand, things that happened 30, 40 years ago in some instances, things I would not have normally been able to grasp. But hallelujah, by the grace of God and the accompaniment of the Holy Spirit, traveling with me, travailing with me, giving me instruction. For the word declares that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of and by God. And when you trust God,
Like, I'm not talking about when you trust church. I'm talking about when you trust God, when you trust the Spirit of the living God, you understand that all things are cooperating toward purpose. All things are wrapping you up and preparing you for what's next. And what we understand and we know without a shadow of a doubt is our role, our responsibility, our goal. The objective is to die daily. Sometimes we die in ways that we didn't know that we needed to. Sometimes we die in places that we didn't even know exist. This is a pain I can feel on the inside of my teeth. Pain I can feel in the beds of my fingers. This is a pain that has absolutely no description. Don't know how to explain it, but let me tell you what I do know. There is a peace that encompasses me that I cannot put words to. There is an embrace of the very hand of God that has marked my life for seasons such as this. There is a knowing, kind of like Paul and Silas as they sat in the prison cells, that has given me a freedom tested, tried, and true. And I know that this is the very beginning, just days in, three to be exact, and on the third day, I feel my strength even as I speak. There is a shifting that has happened and is happening as I go through this process that is preparing me for the more that he sent me into the earth to accomplish. I didn't believe that it would happened this way. I thought Josiah's process was enough to have done it, but apparently that's not necessarily my truth. But to God be the glory. I am accosted for the cause. I am arrested for his great glory to be revealed in the earth, in and through me. And I thank God that he's given me the capacity to not have to know the next phase. I've discovered that almost everything, I won't even say almost everything, aligns itself with purpose. You just have to continue to keep getting up, to keep showing up, and to learn to surrender to the process. And it is kind of like someone that I have a life sentence. Yeah, my sentence is to do the work of he who sent me. My sentence is I'm arrested for his glory. The sentence is that whatever comes and what may, if I make my bed in hell, he is there. Hallelujah. That no matter where I am, no matter how far I go, how far up, how far down, that he's always with me. Oh, I will be with you even until the ends of the earth, on good days, on broke days, on bad days, on high days, on days where I think I got it all figured out and I got me a little routine, and he comes and there is a whirlwind. Oh, I'm just grateful that he is dependable. That I can look back at my Rolodex and I can identify his hand in every single thing that has transpired in my life, even when I don't get it. I can look back and see all the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. And some might ask, well, how come God didn't do a miracle for this one? Yeah, I love him, but he loved him more than I did. And I understand more than you guys know I understand. But at the end of the day, let me just tell you this as I get ready to transition. I won't be doing Love, Life, and Victory. My sisters will probably take that over for me. Is that there's never been a time I've not been able to trust God. Never been a time I've not been able to mark his faithfulness. There's never been a time that he hasn't kept his promises to me. And in spite of what I see with my eyes, I know that my son, he knew him. I guess how could he not? I'm his mom. And I trust his process. With that being said, listen, I hope that if nothing else, even for somebody that's grieving, and now I'm grieving twice, I just buried my auntie last Saturday. Here is my boy that I'll be laying to rest in just a few days here. But I thank God for his strength this morning. I thank God for his kindness. I thank God that he will never leave or forsake me. That being said, I pray I said something that encouraged, inspired, empowered you. I pray that you remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and that's even get through broken places and broken pieces. You can operate in the more than an overcomer idea. You can. You can, and you will, and it's a decision. We decide how we deal with any and everything. So my prayer is that you use wisdom in the decisions that you are called to make in this hour, and be completely okay with the surrender. You may not feel great. You may not like it, but I guarantee you it is employed to transform your life if you let it. So that being said, Tan, Bree, I'm not sure who's going to do what. I don't have the capacity for hosting and greeting all over again this morning.
We got you. Good morning, everybody. As is our custom here on Declare Victory, once the share is given, we open the call up. First, what we're going to do is we're going to allow people who did not get a chance to say good morning, if you'd like to just state your name and say good morning so that we can greet you back. We want to welcome you. We'll do that for just a few minutes. We're going to open it up to our men first, if there are any men on the call that would like to say good morning. This is not the time for the discussion. We're just simply greeting each other and saying good morning. After that, we're going to open the call up so that if you have any questions, or if you have any comments about the declaration, that you'll be allowed to do so. And so we're going to keep the call up this morning. If you don't have the capacity to ask a question or say good morning without crying, because we all love Dion. Let me just keep it 100, and let me just give order and all by getting, get an understanding. That's all we're doing this morning. The way that we can help Dion is by demonstrating our strength. If you cannot do that, feel free to go ahead and express what you need to express while you keep your phone muted. Amen. Amen. So we're going to do that. We're going to open the call up for us to be able to say our good mornings to one another. Once we're done with that for a few minutes, I will transition the call into love, life, and victory. Again, if you have a question, that's on the topic. If you want to share an experience that's related to the topic, this will be the time to do that. Just remember, there are lots of people on the call today, as they are every single morning, and you want to allow your comments to be brief so that we can give other people an opportunity. I hope everybody is clear. We don't want anybody leaving the call feeling bad or anything like that, because I may have to interrupt you just so that we can allow your neighbor to be able to speak. I hope that's really clear. I want you to hear my heart and not my head, okay? The call is now open first to any brothers that are on the call you'd like to say good morning. We're going to open the call up to you first, and then after that, we will open it up to anybody else that would like, to all of the ladies and anybody else that wants to speak. So the call is open. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Mar?
No, this is Kevin. Good morning.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. Any other
questions? Good morning. This is Pastor Daryl Belcher.
Oh, good morning, Pastor D. Good to hear your voice.
It is good to hear you all's voice as well.
Amen.
Hey, good morning, God. Good morning. Great morning.
Good morning, EK. And who else was that?
This is Mark.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Declare Victory. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning, Sarge. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Leon Johnson.
Good morning, Brother Leon. God bless you. Any other brothers before we turn it over to the ladies? All right, listen, I forgot to. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, family. Cedric is on the call.
Hey, Cedric. Good morning. Good morning. All right, so I don't want the ladies to feel left out, but I definitely want to give the men just a couple of more minutes because, you know, ladies, once we get started, we don't know how to stop. Any other brothers before I turn it over, before I open the call up?
Yeah, you asked earlier, is this Marv? Marv is on the line.
Good morning, Marv. Oh, boy. Okay, so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Once you've said your greeting, if you could go ahead and put your phone back on mute. So that we don't hear additional background noise, because we know everybody is getting busy, getting ready today for work and whatever that we're doing. So once you say good morning, if you go ahead and put your phone back on mute, that would be very helpful for us. You know, I forgot, if there are any first-time callers, you've never called in to declare victory before and you'd like to be acknowledged, if you just say your name and say good morning, that would be great. We just want to show you some love. So if there are any first-time callers, whether you're a man or a woman, first-time callers, you'd like to first to acknowledge you, go ahead. This is, we'll give you a few more minutes as well. All right. Going once, going twice. All right. The call is open to anybody that would like to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Camille.
Great decoration this morning.
Good morning, Mama Leomia, and good morning. I think I heard Camille.
Camille.
Good morning, yes, Pretty.
Good morning to all.
Good morning. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Dion. Good morning, DV family. DeWanda online.
Hey, Miss D. Love you.
Good morning, Gigi.
Hey, Gigi.
Good morning. Peace and love.
Hey, peace and love. Good to hear you.
Good morning, blessings.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, Pretty. And good morning, Eric. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Joyce. Happy Wednesday. God bless you all.
Good morning, Joyce. Happy Wednesday to you, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Juliet.
Hey, Juju. And who else was that?
Pamela. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Pamela. Good morning.
Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning, Yvette. Again, I just want to remind you, once you say good morning, please mute your line. You can go ahead and listen to your music and do the other things that you're doing. We just want to protect the integrity of the call. Anybody else want to say good morning before we transition into love life?
Good morning,
Angela.
Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Tan. It's glorious.
Hey, Glo.
Good morning, it's Tosh.
Hey, Tosh. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Trina.
Hey, Trina. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Brianna.
Hey, Bree. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Great morning. God morning. It's magnificent.
Good morning, magnificent. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Good morning, Saints. It's Leisha.
Good morning, Leisha. Good to hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Dedicated.
Hey, Dedicated, and good morning, Sinai J. I heard you.
Good morning. Hey, girl. Hi.
Hey, Rochelle. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I know some of you may be wondering, why are they doing all of that? You know, there are some people, that's our culture here. There are some people that get up and go to work. They go throughout their day, and, you know, based on the type of job that they have or the surroundings that they're in, nobody ever says good morning to them. Nobody really speaks to them. Maybe they'll say some things to them, but they may not start the day with a good morning. And we just feel that it is very necessary for who we are as God's people and for the culture to set the right tone for our call, just to let people know that they are loved. And so If you didn't get a chance to say good morning, it's okay. No pressure to anybody. But we do want to go ahead and move on. There may be some questions that you have about the declaration. There may be an experience that you'd like to share that is related to that. But before we get started, I want to share a couple of things with you because I'm sure there are some questions. Dion, if you want to go ahead and step away from the phone at this point when I'm done, it's totally left up to you. I'm just going to give some details. If you don't want to hear that, that's fine. Sabrina will let you know once I'm done. But anyway, Yes. Go ahead, Bree.
Good morning. This is Aisha. I just want to say good morning.
Sorry, Aisha.
You're talking to me. I just walked into the office, into my cubbyhole, and probably no one will talk to me for the rest of the day. I just wanted to show my support and say that I love you all.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, thank you for that. Some people probably didn't believe me, but see, there's a living witness. I love you, Aisha.
I love you. Yeah, we love you.
Yeah. And please give my brother a hug for me. Only you can do that the way that he needs it. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Was somebody else trying to speak? Say good morning. Okay. Well, anyway, let me just give you a few little things that may be helpful to you and that will be helpful to us as well. The services have been for Demarie. His celebration of life will be, and there's going to be an announcement posted, but I just figured since you're on the call, I'll go ahead and let you know so that you at least have that information ahead of time and you can arrange your schedule. The services will be Saturday, February 17th at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, I believe it is, but it's Friendship in Vallejo, California. The actual details will be up on social media, so you'll be able to get the address and all of that. I just want to give you the date. The time will be 11 a.m. There will not be a quiet hour. We will have a viewing on the same day at 10 a.m. So if you'd like to come and be a part of the viewing, that's fine. That'll be from 10 to 11. Immediately thereafter, we'll go into the service. There will be a repast. Right after the service at the same location. So again, Saturday, February 17th, 11 a.m. will be the celebration of life for Demarie Jabril Jackson. Some of you may, as we do, it is our custom here in the West, on the Western Hemisphere, some of you may want to give a donation, show your support. You may not be there that day. Dion does have digital giving links. Her Zelle, and again, this will be posted. I'm just giving it to you. She has a Zelle account. It's her email, ddsharice1@yahoo.com. That is ddsharice, @yahoo.com. She has Cash App, which is The Radical Midwife, and she has Venmo, same thing, The Radical Midwife, or you can make your donation at Declare Victory using PayPal. Any of those forms of any of those digital platforms, you can go ahead and give a donation if that's what you so desire to do. We're not begging for any money, but we know that that is our custom, that we'd like to show our love by giving financial support. So if that's you and you'd like to do that, again, this information will be available via social media. Excuse me. And we want to definitely show our love, especially to anybody that Dion has been a blessing to. The next thing is that if you do want to make a comment this morning, please make your comments up. That's how we can help Dion, is by showing our strength. We don't want to use this as a session where we're crying and displaying a lot of emotion. What is helpful for us is to hear how the message blessed you this morning, or if you have a question or what have you. That's what we want to do this morning. That's how we can be a help to Dion. So with that said, once you make
comment.
Sorry. Go ahead, Grace.
That's okay. It's Bri Bri. And before we step away, good morning, everybody. Before we step away from the 17th, if you are available to serve in any capacity, specifically in the areas of ushering, I mean, like God has blessed you with a good usher spirit. You're nice to the people all the time. if you are available and you're willing to ush, and you can stand up for more than 15 or 20 minutes at a time, would you please inbox me or Didi? And if you would like to serve at the repast, you're willing, you have the capacity, you really want to, and you're going to do it with a glad heart and a nice spirit, you can serve at the repast, and you're a timely person, please, again, reach out to me and Didi. Thank you. That was it, Grace.
Hello?
Tanya.
Yes, can you send me the parts, please?
Hello? Tanya, were you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Bree.
Okay, but did you hear my announcement?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. Thank you. I'm giving a call back to Tanya.
It's like we lost Tanya.
Okay, I thought it was me that got lost.
I'm sorry. I was muted so that she could talk.
Oh, Jesus.
I apologize. I heard everything that you said, Sabrina. Thank you for that. Definitely.
You thought
do
you missed the rapture, didn't you?
No.
You thought you got caught up.
Sabrina, press mute. Press mute. I can't with
okay,
you
I'm
this
going.
Morning.
Bye.
All right. So at any rate, when you do inbox, please let us know what your area of expertise is so that we can, or where you feel led to serve. Because that will be helpful for us too. And if it doesn't matter, you can also say that. All right. Now, the last thing is you may have the gift of cooking, and you know how we do at our funerals. People love to bring things. What we want to do is we don't want to have 500 salads and two paper plates. If you will have enough paper plates. My point is we don't want everybody bringing the same thing. If you'd like to bring your favorite dish, and you know how to cook well, amen, praise Jesus, it's anointed, it's oil, all in that food. I don't mean Crisco. You are anointed. Your hands are anointed to prepare dishes, or you want to bring some beverages or whatever the case may be. You can also inbox Sabrina or Didi, but I also want to give you an email because for some of us, we just prefer to email. And I promise this is the last time, this is the last thing that we're going to do, and periodically until the 17th, we will be making these announcements. You can email Sweet Simone at info@bespokebudgeting. That is B as in boy, E-S-P-O-K-E budgeting.com. Again, info@bespokebudgeting.com. All right, any questions you have, if you want to volunteer something, so on and so forth, that's how you do it. Okay, let's transition. Let's transition. Does anybody have a question, need clarity, or have a comment about the declaration? And remember, we're keeping anything that we say on a high note because that's what we're going to do this morning. The call is now open. Again, if you have a question and if you have a comment that you want to make, or you need clarity, the call is now open for that.
Yes.
Anybody? Yes. Go ahead, Jeff.
Tanya, good morning. This is Brother Jeff. And, you know, I was, great declaration she did this morning, which I wasn't expecting her to be on. But then again, Jeff, you know that's Dion, and she's going to serve the Lord. And in her declaration, what I heard was that she's already began the process of forgiving the young man that took her son's life. And she's already began to be concerned for his soul and praying for him. And not, you know, people grieve in different ways, but it's like she concerned about the young man that took her son's life. I'm like, my God. You know, so that's what I got out of her declaration this morning. And plus, you know, I understand what Job went through and how God, you know, oh, my God, this beautiful declaration. But that's what really stood out for me, that she's already began the process of forgiving and concern for the young man that took her son's life. Thank you. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. And that is right. We are, the Bible tells us to forgive. Now, let me just say that. Let me just say this right quick. So for those of you that may have said, I'll never forget so-and-so because they talked about me, threw shade, stole some money from me, whatever the case may be. When you compare your reason for not wanting to forgive to what Dion is facing and is willing to forgive, we might want to have several seats. We might even want to go find a stadium. Anybody else have a comment or a question?
Yes, I do.
This
is Brianna.
Okay. Oh, hold on 1 second. Brianna, mm-hmm. You're going to go first, and then I heard somebody right behind you. Who was that? Tell me your name so I can make sure you have a
question. My name is LaVelle.
Okay. LaVelle.
My name is LaVelle.
Okay. All right. So we'll go in that order, Brianna and then LaVelle. Go ahead, Bri.
So, yes, that was a great declaration. And just to keep mine to a minimum, what spoke to me in my heart was sometimes that it can be easy to surrender in those areas where maybe we've seen God before. It can be easy to surrender in what we, I guess, can perceive as the known things. And so going back to Romans 8:28, like how God will work all things out. So even the unfavorable, even the things you could have never imagined are part of his plan. Even when we don't get it, to surrender even that part of our heart to him and of our life to him in order to, again, see him do something big or do something, you know, the signs, miracles, and wonders, even in this season of what we can't see. And so it just spoke volumes to how God will give strength. Even when you surrender in those things, he will give you all that you need in order to push you through even little by little. And so it just really spoke to where I am in my life now. So I, you know, always give God glory for the woman of God obedience, even in this season of her life right now. So.
Amen, Brianna. You know, this Brianna the backer, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You know I know that. But listen, as you spoke, I wanted to say this. The scripture popped up with that talks about that in our weakness, God is made strong. And so listen, guys, it takes the pressure off of us. You know how people tell, oh, you know, you're a strong woman. You're a strong man. You got this. Well, I don't have to be. Because God is able to lift me up. He's able to hold me and help me to rise above my situation. It doesn't matter what it is. Thank you. Your words were very, very wholesome. Go ahead, LaVelle.
You know, I got to pull this garbage truck over.
Yes, we know you got to pull your garbage truck over.
awesome declaration from the woman of God, because God has a purpose behind every moment of pain that he allows us to go through in our life. And the good news about of all of what we've been going through is that we really got to thank God. Though no one else knows, the Lord knows the purpose behind what he's permitting in our life. Because in Job's case, as she said, it's not about perseverance. It's not about prosperity, but it's about purpose. And when you're strong enough to understand God's purpose in your life, although it may hurt, is very commending of the woman of God. So I wanted to say that because I stood right there a few years ago, stood right there,
yeah,
in the same place. So I just want to encourage her and say awesome declaration and know that there's purpose behind every pain that we face. And losing a child is so much different than losing anybody else in our life. And you all were with me through my whole process. So I just want to commend Dion for her strength, because the night my son was taken, I got up and preached the next morning because I didn't know what else to do. I went to the pool. I went to the pulpit to preach. So I commend her for taking the steps that she's taken. Amen. God bless.
So that's another witness. Now, as you get as you put yourself on mute and you get ready to pull off into traffic, double checking that you're not hitting anybody or anything, I want to thank you in advance. Now, you said you were donating how many slabs of ribs and chicken for the, because we know you know how to throw down. Just go ahead. I'm sorry. You don't have to tell me. Just go ahead and inbox Didi, or you can email. Or you can even text me and let me know, and I'll pass the message on, because we know you make some finger-looking good barbecue. Anyway, as you were speaking, I thought about what you said, and that's a perfect example of, in our weakness, he is made strong. So it's not us, it's the God in us that allows us to be able to, as we say around here, keep going. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Or
I have a comment. It's me, Bree.
Okay, I heard two people. Somebody said hello, and then I heard Bree.
It was Kat.
Yvette? It was Kat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Bree and Kat, go ahead.
So I'm going to be really, really quickly. But what stunned me or arrested me about the declaration, and it always does, is when we always hear the story of Job and how he persevered and how God turned it around, but we really very rarely hone in on God had to get Job together.
Mm.
And when God started off with, where were you? Like, we all knew that Job was going to get read, right? And I just think about the times in our lives when things don't work out the way we want them to. Like, let's take the focus off of Dion. We've done that enough this morning. Let's take the focus off of her and put it back on ourselves so we can use that mirror in the right way. And when things don't go well, like, and we choose to get upset with God because we do, like, that's the human capacity. Like, we haven't all made it to where Dion is. But when we are questioning God, the reality is he's asking us the same thing. Where were you when I started weaving this thing together? Either we're going to accept that God is sovereign in all his ways when times are good. If that's the same God, he's still sovereign when things are bad. And we have to make a decision. Surrendering is a choice. It is a decision. It's also a lifestyle. So listen, the next time I get ready to complain, I'm going to just ask myself the question so God don't have to ask me, where were you?
That's it. Okay. I'll just leave it to Sabrina. I heard Kat, but I think there was one other person that wanted to make a comment. If you just let me know your name so that I can, so we have just like an order.
It was Yvette. Okay, but, Chet, can I go before you? Because I'm at work and this time, make it really quick, please.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth. Go ahead.
Okay,
thank you. I just wanted to commend Dion on her strength because she's already forgiven the person that's responsible for her son, and I'm still dealing with that this 11 years. So
yeah.
I really commend her, and that just touched me so bad because this whole month, since January, basically, I've been dealing with that, trying to ask to help me forgive him. So for her to already forgive him is big. It's big. And I just wanted to commend her on that and just y'all keep me in prayer so I can be like that because I'm really trying to forgive him. And it's been 11 years and she's already there. Y'all have a good time.
God bless you, Yvette. And I apologize for overlooking you. It's hard to hear names and stuff. Go ahead, Kat.
Yeah, I was just thinking about as she was doing the declaration, she was reading the Word of God, and I was thinking, like, the Word of God is our strength. You know, it's God's Word and how the Word of God keeps us on the narrow path, purpose. You know, we find our purpose and get our strength and how she leaning and depending on God. I mean, God will put a cloud of witness around for individuals to demonstrate what it looks like to follow Christ. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Well, thank you for your comment, Kat. You know, and one of the things that we say here in Declare Victory, everything starts as a thought. Forgiveness is possible. It's not impossible. It is a decision. We make a decision, and then we act on the decision. We don't have to have all of the answers. We make a decision to obey the word of God, which says, and I'm going to paraphrase it, if we don't forgive people here on earth, how in the world do we expect God to forgive us? I just said it my own way, but that's the word. Dale, can you do me a favor and find that scripture so they don't think I'm making it up? That goes for me. That goes for anybody. Because who, and this is not directed at any specific person, at the end of the day, when we look at forgiveness, because forgiveness is a big thing, forgiveness is the reason that some people are sick. Forgiveness is the reason that some people have checked out early. Forgiveness is the reason for many migraine headaches. Forgiveness is the reason for anxiety. Forgiveness, not only, it's not just that, but it's part of the reason. Let me say it right. Thank you for clarifying me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Unforgiveness is the reason for many, 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 many ailments, many, many, many losses. It's part of the reason. And so when we make that decision, just making the decision is a big step. And then acting on the word of God, that's what gets me together. When I try to say, they don't deserve me to forgive them. Listen, after what they did, if I want God to forgive me, I've got to be willing to forgive. Anybody else have a comment? Thank y'all for helping me. We help each other around here. I heard two people. Who was the person that said hey?
Shell,
and then Miss B.
And DeWanda.
And DeWanda. Let's go in that order, please.
Tan, tell me what you, I was writing a note. What scripture did you want again?
Oh, that scripture that talks about, I'll text you.
Okay, and then I do want to comment.
Oh, sorry.
As Dee was sharing, and I know often when I used to look at the book of Job, you know, bringing it to today's time, you know, we see these memes where the person is standing there and he's like looking in the room and he's seeing all these different things that's going on. He got this awe face on, like, what in the world? When I think about my own situation, I had to bring myself back to understand that he's Alpha and Omega. The blessing begins with him and it ends with him. So in the midst of how we got to know who he is and experiencing him and loving him the way we do, and then in the midst of our situation, and then we look at Job, and then at the end, it shows who he was, who God is all over again, Alpha and Omega. So when he asked, where were you? He was there in the beginning. He was there during the process, and he was still there to recover Job. That's just my share. I totally understand the peace and the strength comes only from him. So, great share, sis.
Amen. Can I give you the scripture real quick, Miss Barbara, before it's just so, Shell, you don't have to find it, before you comment. I want to give you the scripture. If you would, that I was referring to about forgiving other people, if we expect God to forgive us, Matthew 6, why don't you start at the 13th verse and read to like maybe the, read down a couple until you decide to stop reading. You'll see that. Again, that's really big for you. Don't ignore this one, guys, because if you are not having an issue with unforgiveness, you may have one at some point. Just keep on living. That scripture will help us, help get us together. It's the scripture that will say, where were you? Matthew 6. 14, but you can start at the 13th verse. Okay, go ahead, Miss B, and then Miss D, the one.
Good morning, Tan. I just wanted to say that I commend Dion, like Pastor Lavelle. I've kind of sat in her seat, and what I took out of this morning, what she said, is that we need to remember that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're going through and how painful it is or how it hurts, we have to remember that God is always with us. in our weaknesses, then God's strength is there. And I just want to tell her I love her, and I'm only a call away.
Thank you, Miss B.
God bless.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Go ahead, Miss D. DeWanda? Uh-oh, can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I apologize. It was hard to find my unmute button this morning.
Okay.
Giving glory and honor to God who is the head of our lives. I thank God for this call. I thank God for what he's revealing of himself in this time. You know, as I listened, I thought about a couple of scriptures, but my first one was that some trust in horse chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the Lord. And when we acknowledge him in all our ways, he gonna direct our path because he is the path maker. What I heard was when she talked about, I heard her say being angry. And our earthly responses, our emotional responses are going to be in the forefront. So when we see God, as Job talked to God, he had a conversation with God before he came and talked to anybody else. And that's where we go first, go to God first, because I can't make my way right. I can't straighten me out. God has to do that. And once he does, it makes a difference. I've been in court for the last month or 2 months with families who lost loved ones to gun violence, and I have seen the move of God in people that are believers in the court system when somebody gives a victim impact statement and they're talking to the person who killed their child and is saying, I pray that God will forgive you for your actions and that you will get to a place that you will get to know God in your own life and make a difference in this world. Those people can also be redeemed because he don't stop at just redeeming dope fiends and prostitutes. He goes a bit further. And he forgives those who have done homicides and committed crimes against us. The second woman I saw, when she went in, she had a scowl over her face. When she came out, you could see the light of God shining on her face as she forgave that young man in that courtroom. We live in some times that we should not be surprised at what takes place, but as long as we hold God's unchanging hand and continue to do, go to him first, obey him, join him where he's at, we're going to be all right. And I thank God for the opportunity to be here this morning. I love you all. Continue to be about God's business first. Talk to him about the situations before we go to social media, before you go to anybody else. Talk to God first and let him be the director because he'll lead you in the right way. Amen, amen, amen.
Miss D, that was a mic drop. Before we go to social media, talk to God first. I like that. I like that. I'm going to steal it from you, Missy. Before we go to social media, talk to God first. That's wisdom. Anybody else have a comment, have a question?
Good morning, Tan. Yeah. This is Joyful.
I heard two people. I heard Joyful and I heard one other person.
Angela.
Angela. Can we go in that order, please?
Lorena.
And who else?
Lorena.
Sabrina?
Lorena.
Lorena. Okay, so we'll go in that order. Joyful, Angela, and then Lorena. Do me a favor, please mute your phone until it's time for you to speak. And once you speak, please mute again. Go ahead, Joyful.
I have a little grace gift in the car with me, so you might hear him. But first I want to say
it's
more
okay.
Grace to Dion and more grace to declare victory. More grace, more grace, more grace. I want to say that I, too, as she declared, am thankful for God for his reliability. God is a promise keeper, and he's always with us. The Bible tells us that we are written epistles, written living epistles, read of men. And so as we are talking about Dion, I pray that all of us realize that as we are some in awe of her life and her response, as it is, that the same would be true for us. So may the same grace that God has extended to her, that we walk in that, so that as things happen, we live out of the word. We live from victory. We fight from victory, not for it. So I thank God for his reliability. I thank God for his promises. I thank him that he keeps his word and that he gives us more grace. So thank you. I love you, Dion. I love you, Declare Victory. Love you, Tan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you more. Love you more. Thank you for that. Always your words of wisdom are deeply, deeply appreciated. Go ahead, Angie.
Good morning. Good morning. There was just so many, and I know something you said a few minutes ago, you was like, we just need to sit down. I was thinking like there was things running through my head as the declaration was going forth, and it was like nothing matters. And there's a song, I think it's by Cody Carn, I think, and it says, "Nothing else matters," and it's beautiful. It's called "Nothing Else Matters." I can't sing it, but that's what was running through my head. And grace is real, and having a heart like God is real. And it's something we always say here on Declare Victory is to trust the process. And it's easily said. This is me talking to me this morning, hearing some things, and it brought a focal point to so many things that I thought was so big, oh my God, and so important. And maybe for a few seconds they were, but sit down, Angie. Sit down. And in talking to God, I clearly heard God, and this was just so clear. It was like, it was about a forgiveness thing. And I'm sorry, I know I'm kind of all over the place because this was all over the place for me this morning. God clearly said, I love them too. And I just could have threw my paper up in the air. And I was like, okay, all right. I'm done. But God bless you all. Just wanted to share that real quick.
So real quick before the next person speaks, and Angie, I had a moment like that too, where God said, I love them like I love you. It's also if you've ever watched The Shack, in The Shack. If you guys haven't seen The Shack, it's a great movie to watch. It's a great movie to watch. I would highly suggest that you go and look for it. It's probably on Netflix or something like that because it's been out for a minute. Or if you're a great reader, I hear that the book is better than the movie. That's what got me together 10 years ago. Because when I tell you I did not want to forgive, but it was nowhere near what my sis is going through. Anyway, next person, I think it was Lorena.
Yes, good morning, and thank God. I'm all over the place, too, and I'm enjoying everything that everyone is speaking, and I'm just suffering with forgiveness, and my grandkids been ripped from me, and I just want to show God that I want to be there for them because I know that they need someone to be there for them. And I just want to say thank God that this number was sent to me to get on the prayer line. And I've been on it and I've been listening. And it just took me a while to push the mute button. But I did, and I would like to say thank you. Thank you, God, for letting me be able to push this button this morning. And have a blessed day. And
wow.
I come off mute. We glad to hear your sound, sis. Keep unmuting yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, keep on using your word so you can unmute your heart. You got it?
Yes.
Just keep showing up. That's why we do it. Keep showing up. It'll get better.
Thank you.
Amen. Super proud of you, Miss Lorena. Who invited you to the call?
Carla.
Oh, wow. Well, again, I know Dion said it, but I just want to extend a personal welcome to you. And my heart, my heart opened up as you began to speak. That's a big step. I want you to know that this is a safe space. So when you want to share, it's a safe space. We're not judging people around here. And this today, I want you to mark this day, Miss Lorena. Today is February the 7th, I think it is. Is that right? February the 7th, 2024. Yeah. February the 7th, 2024. And today is the beginning of your journey. And I also want you to know that God is going to work everything out with your grandchildren. Miss D, who you heard from a few minutes ago, Miss D has some challenges with her grandchildren, it's been a 5-year journey, but God has worked that thing out. So she just wants you to know that if you get it for her, he can do it for you. All right? God bless you, sis.
Thank you. God bless you.
Now, was there anybody else that wanted to share? We have a few more minutes. We definitely have some business that we have to take care of this morning, and so we're going to be running around today. But again, I definitely want to allow time for you if you'd like to share, especially if you've never shared before or you share very rarely like Miss Yvette did today. We definitely want – Siri, be quiet. We definitely want to allow time. Oh my God, Dion, I'm a throw your thing out the window. Okay. Anyway, we want to allow space for you. I wasn't even talking to her. She was eavesdropping on my conversation. I said nothing to her. She's gonna pop into my conversation, trying to throw me off and distract me from saying what the Lord has given me for the people. We want to offer you space this morning. If there's anybody else that wants to make a comment.
Good morning. This is Jubilee. Can you hear me?
Yes, Juju, I hear you.
First of all, I just wanted to say to Dion, I learned a new name of God today. I mean, a couple of days ago, El Sabe, Sabi, is at work in your life. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your rock. I wanted to also say, I didn't hear the declaration. I came on late. But I will say this, walking this journey on Declare Victory, I'm trying to be cool. Together.
Yes, ma'am.
Walking this journey for 9 years on Declare Victory, I have watched Dion, and I say that God is faithful. I'm watching his faithfulness that every neck of the journey, every neck of the race that we're all in, what God's seen is that God is faithful. He's faithful to make sure that you are not alone. He's faithful to make sure that as you go through, as we walk through each neck of the journey, being as we starting at the beginning of the race, moving towards the end, that he is faithful, that he will have people like yourself, Tanya, Freena, and Dee Dee, and to be there for you. And so I'm just thankful. I'm just looking at God, and I'm just so in awe at we have a modern day testimony story that if we all pass the same journey and we're all in the race, we know if we stay in there, we stick with God, he's faithful that he will never leave our side. So I just wanted to say that. I just watched the beauty of God at work. And I just thank God for you guys being in her life. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, God bless you, Juju. We love you and we appreciate your kind words. And we're just thankful that we are there for one another. We're thankful that we're even there for you all. We're just thankful that God has positioned us. And just like he's made a way for us, and he has provided people in our lives, he is willing, ready, and able to do the same thing for you all. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Keeping it
hey,
up.
Tan.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Glorious. Good morning. God bless you all. God bless you, Dion. I'm grateful to God for the strength and the power of God that he is showing us, even in this. And that's the word that ever since we rolled into February, he's been speaking this, even in this, that he's present, he's faithful, he's just, he's God, he's got his hand on everything that concerned us, even in this. And so even as we continue through the month of February and whatever else God has lined up in what our declarations are, what our focus is, that he continues to show himself to be just that, even in this. God bless you. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you more.
Oh, and Tanya, I wanted to say one more thing. This is true. When you talk about forgiveness, I think, you know, Jesus gave the greatest example when he was on that cross. You know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, you know. So that told me when I read that, you know, like we've all been saying, that, you know, we are all his children. And if he could forgive after all that, you know, we did to him, then we need to be able to extend that grace to someone else. If not, then ourselves in his place are trying to. So.
Thank you, Gigi. Thank you so much. Anyone else? We've got a few more minutes left.
Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning, Declare Victory. I just want to offer my deepest condolence to you, my dear sister, colleague, friend, hairstylist, all of those other good things. I am so, I just want to offer my condolence today. Thank you so much for all you do for us, for all that you have poured out on us. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. If there's anything that I can do, I'm on post for you all. I thank the graces for surrounding you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama Jerry. And you know we got your name on the list, honey. Dee Dee going to be in touch.
Amen. Amen. I'll be right there. I got my apron and my shoes. I got my flip-flops. I'll be right there. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Leomia. Dion, if you listen, that was a great declaration. And I just want to say that I love you. My prayers are with you. I wish I could be there. But God is there, and that's the most important thing. And you just keep on keeping on like you're keeping on. God bless you. I don't know if I could do that or not. God bless you, baby. I love you.
Thank you so much, Mama. I'm sure she hears you. Anybody else?
Hey, it's Renee.
Hey, Renee.
I just wanted to say, Dion, simply thank you for your surrender. Peace and love.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hello there. This is Marv. Just want to give my condolences once again to Sister Dion, and I really just commend her for her strength and just being able to come forward and share this morning. But I also wanted to just acknowledge, too, you know, oftentimes we go through challenges in life where we have to learn how to get through the moment and forgiving others. But it's amazing when it comes around the second time, it comes around a third time. But we as the believers that we are, you know, we have to learn how to forgive continually. And I say that in regard to my sister just lost her son. This was the second one that she lost, but then come to find out it was the second one that she lost to someone of the same member of the same family. The first one that killed the first son was an uncle, and then the nephew killed the second son. And so she found herself in a place that, being the believer that she is, she still had to learn how to be forgiving in the midst of it all, because knowing that it would hurt her just to be able to carry it. But I do tell you this, God gives strength. It even happened the first time, second time, third time. God will give you the strength. And so this just to encourage you today, just to be strong in the Lord.
Wow, that is that's something. You know, I thought about this song Steve Thorner used to sing at our church years ago. Nobody told me the road would be easy. Mm-mm-mm. I don't believe He brought me this far to lead. God is a keeper, y'all. He doesn't make mistakes. God loves us. We are not being punished when we go through these things. Some of us are the things that we go through is a little bit more challenging than others. It just means you have greater capacity. It just means, it just means that he trusts us a little bit more. I remember just saying to God, you sure trust me a lot. Can you start trusting some other people maybe? You think? You sure trust me a lot. You trust me a whole lot, Jesus. Anyway, anybody else have a comment this morning? Y'all have been so gracious.
Hi, Sonia. Hey. This is Anna Guzman.
Anna! Oh, my God. Anna, hold on one second. Somebody else. Who else was that who wanted to make a comment?
It was Moxie.
Good morning. It's Sister
Moxie,
Sabrina.
Okay. And then Sister Sabrina. So we're going to go in this order. And then you're going to please mute your phone until it's time to speak. We're going to have Anna go, then we're going to have Moxie, and then Sister Sabrina. Go ahead, Anna. Love you, Anna.
Love you, Tanya. Dion, don't have the words to say to you, but your strength gives everybody else strength. Forgiveness, my gosh, that is a tough one. I've been in your shoes when my mom passed away. And I realized that forgiveness releases you from carrying that burden that we're not supposed to carry. You forgive for you, not for them, to move on. I love you, Dion. I only known you for a very short period of time, but you touch everybody's life like no other. Tanya, you are such an amazing person, such a great support to Dion. It's just beyond anything. I love you both so much, and I grieve with you with what you're going through. I love you.
Love you more, Anna. Thank you so much for your kind words. I'm sure that they have touched Dion as they have touched me. We love you, Mama.
I love you, Moxie.
Yeah, thank you so much. Go ahead, Moxie.
Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. Of course, I just love you, Dion. Of course, my condolences to you, sis. But what I just love how you just came through once again and, you know, being the evidence of who you are and who he is. You know, I was, as you was giving the declaration, and you once again used that word arrested, you know, and I thought about it once again this morning in a way like it's always going to be something that's trying to come and arrest us, you know, and just to know that those things, that's when we know to surrender, throw our hands up, give it to him, you know, because I just see it in that way now, you know, like you've been seized, you've been caught, you've been, or it can even be like even the arrest of sorrow, grief, you know, all those things. So I just was like just hearing that our release, you don't want to be released, you want to get out, is our surrender. And just how you just showed the evidence of that, of still showing up for us. I love you so much. I love you so much. I just do. God be praised.
Amen. Thank you, Moxie. Sister Sabrina.
Good morning, Declare Victory family. I just want to tell Dion, thanks for the declaration. And it's given me strength, you know, to keep going on. And forgiveness, I know, is the key. But sometimes that is, it's hard. But we have to, I know that we have to forgive people. It's not for them. It's for us so we can be set free. And I just want to say peace and blessings and my condolences go to Dion. And I love everybody on the call and have a happy, blessed Wednesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sabrina. God bless you. God bless you, babe. Anybody else? We'll take maybe one or two more. Anybody else? All right, well, I'm going to recap the announcement that I made a little bit earlier today. If you are available, if you can make yourself available on Saturday, February 17th at 11 a.m., to serve, to greet, to usher, to help with cleanup, we need your information because we are compiling a list and we absolutely need help. We absolutely need help. And so you can inbox Sabrina or you can inbox Dee Dee. If you are a person that prefers email, I'm going to give you an email that you can use to let us know where you'd like to help. That that email is going to go to Sweet Simone, and that email address is info@bespokebudgeting, and that is B as in boy, E-S-P-O-K-E, and the word budgeting.com, okay? So you can use either of those three. I would tell you to inbox me, but y'all know, if you know anything about me and Facebook, I hit and miss every now and then. I might get on once a month. I'm just keeping it real. You can inbox me if you want to, but it's better if you inbox Dee Dee Felder or Sabrina Robertson. Robertson. Sabrina, what's your name, girl? You know what your name is. It's Sabrina Robertson. No, it's not. It's doctor. It's Dr. Sabrina. But anyway, you can contact them and let them know what you'd like to do. We are in the process of getting things together. There will be more announcements, but we definitely wanted to let you know today because we know some of you have been asking. There is no quiet hour. There will be a viewing from 10 to 11 on Saturday, and then after that, we will have the celebration of life. And let me tell you something. We're going to have church. Bring your shouting shoes. Bring your tambourine. We're going to have church. We're going to have a good word, and we are going to have some church that day. With that said, okay, thank you for that. We got that. Thank you so much, Dondria. I'm going to pray us out, and then I'm going to release you to your day, and I want you all to pray for us. We have some running around to do today, and just pray for us that God give us the strength and that the right doors are open for us. And I'm just going to include that in my prayer this morning. Father, we thank you for all that our ears have heard. We thank you for every single person that is on this call or that will listen to this playback. Thank you for how you strengthened your precious baby girl today, Dionne, and you allowed her to, you spoke through her this morning. You showed up in her, and you gave her the strength that was necessary to deliver the message that you gave her to deliver. Only God would do something like that. You're almighty. You're all-powerful. You're all-knowing. You're all-seeing. You are everywhere all at the same time. And Father, just as Dionne is grieving the transition of your son, Demarie, there are other people on the call like Sister Yvette that are grieving and that are still holding on to things, and they want to forgive. And like Sister Lorena, they want to forgive. And there are other people on the call that didn't mention anything. God, they want to forgive. I thank you that today gave them a picture of what forgiveness truly looks like. I thank you that today they make the decision to forgive. They make the decision to move forward in their life and to release grief. And that because they make the decision, we know that faith without works is dead. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving them a plan, an idea, a strategy as to what they can do next to begin the healing process, no matter what stage they are in life and no matter what they're going through. That's what Declare Victory is all about. It's not just about what we go through as leaders and as people, but it's about helping others and being an example for others. So, Lord Jesus, I pray for every single person that is under the sound of my voice, even if it is the playback later on, that you would give us strength throughout the day to be able to live out loud, to be able to live out purpose, to be able to show up at the right place so that the right people can help us. We pray for our destiny helpers that are assigned. They are poised. They are ready. I thank you, God, that you bless them and you give them the mind to be obedient to what it is that you've told them to do. I thank you that every resource that we need in order to make this event, this time in Dion's life, easier, more palatable, more bearable, that you give us. You bless us with every resource that is needed. I thank you, God, that we are positioned to where and we have to say, you know, guys, thank you. We don't have any more. We don't have any more needs. Every need has been met. You can stop just like you did Moses. We thank you for those type of outpourings. God, we thank you for your favor that shows up and stands ready and at attention. We just bless you. We're excited about the joy, unspeakable and full of glory that you've given us. And we glorify you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Listen, you guys, go and be great. Go and be the light that somebody is looking for. Smile at somebody today. Pay for somebody's coffee. Pay for somebody's lunch. Tell somebody that Jesus loves them and you do too. Do something to make a difference today. God bless you. Love y'all. See you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Have a
love
blessed.
You guys.
Have a good
love
day.
You. God bless you all.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Have an amazing
love you
day.
All. God bless you all. Have a blessed week.
Bless the joy of the blessing of strength.
Have a beautiful, blessed day.